BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, don't forget to include my Flower and Produce award-winning best apple and cheese pie on the specials board, my sweet.
As if I could.
She's just jealous.
Hardly, darling. One can't really be jealous when an entire table of entries collapse.
Livid would be more like it, if I could be bothered. Truth be told, I'm feeling so relieved after yesterday.
Aren't we all? Which reminds me, a drink for us on me. Come on, Kenton, whatever you like.
I'll just make mine a juice.
Apple?
Nonsense. We are toasting the British justice system that yesterday put our little world to rights.
Hear, hear.
Alice and Fallon, they can both draw a line under it now.
Whiskey's all round.
That's more like it.
Oh, careful. We don't know who might be in.
We don't need to worry about it anyway, because justice was served.
All right, here we go, everyone. Oh, you better
Really hard on Emma, though. I mean, he deserved what he got, but he is still her kid.
Look, if he's old enough to do what he did, he's old enough to be put away for it. That's my view. I'm pleased Alice didn't go yesterday in the end.
Part of me wishes Fallon hadn't.
Oh, nonsense, darling. She was brilliant and very brave.
But he took it out of her, Lillian. You saw. And all this because of one bad decision.
No, I think it's good that Fallon went. When I spoke to her yesterday afternoon, she sounded content, like she was ready to put everything that's happened to her to bed.
Absolutely. And now she can. Everyone can.
How did Alice take the news of the sentence?
I can't say exactly. She's hard to read these days. It was via text, anyway. Adam and I decided we'd message her the verdict and then leave things open for her to talk about it if she wanted to.
So she hasn't said anything, yeah?
Not to me, no.
Oh, hi there. What can I get you?
Where's the kitten, Jenny?
Upstairs. Yeah. We can't have her down here when we're open because she'll just wander off outside. She's confident as anything and very friendly.
Well, pity she isn't as photogenic.
Aye!
No, I mean, darling, she's lovely, but that picture on the naming competition suggestion box, I mean, it could be a little brighter. She looks so scrawny.
It's the clearest one we had with her facing forwards. She's always skitting about, getting curious.
Maybe it's that huge ashtray she's sitting in that's making her look even dinkier than she is.
Maybe. I'll go put the specials board up.
Oh, dear. I think I've offended your wife. But that cat is scrawny.
Oh, don't worry. She's used to it when it comes to that kitten. And, scrawny, yeah. That's a good one.
As a name? Oh, you're not going to put it in the suggestion box.
Why not? Done.
Kenton, you're awful.
What?
And also, is a gallon of ale an appropriate prize?
Well, it's a very generous one.
I know, but it's not for everyone, is it? I wouldn't know what to do with a gallon of ale. I'm a G&T person. Shouldn't it be champagne?
Hey, steady on. Besides, the prize is already online and on our entry box.
I suppose it does appeal to the regulars.
Exactly.
Come on, Emma, love. It's time you got up and got dressed.
I can't be bothered to get up.
Things won't change because you've refused to face the day.
This whole thing's been like my heart's fallen down a massive flight of stairs. It's like George admits it was him in the car. Doof. Everything I thought turns upside down. And then facing everyone. And work. And Fallon. And Alice. And then Clive.
Oh, don't remind me.
And then it finally lands at the bottom. And this whole system just takes my baby away. Just like that. And where do they put him? In an adult prison.
But he'll be on a wing with people his age. Sharon explained.
I don't care. The solicitor said it's rare. It rarely happens. So why me? Why us? Why George? That's what I mean. It's like I was at the bottom of the stairs, but I'm not. There's another long set of stairs waiting for me to fall down them.
George said it's okay. He said that to you in the court. The solicitor said the only message he wanted to send was to you, to tell you it's okay. He's going to be okay.
Yeah, of course he said that. It's just being George. Since we all encouraged him and forced him to tell the truth, he had no choice but to own it, Mum. To be brave, to style it out. But he's scared. I know he is. He was scared of being sent down, and he'll be really scared of an adult prison.
Love.
And where's my phone call? They said he would get there and he'd have a phone call. It's lunchtime and he ain't phoned. What if something's happened? What if someone...
Now, you listen to me, Emma. Do not underestimate your child. You can't live on what ifs. Do you know how many nights I've spent worrying for you? That you've got too much on your plate, that you won't make it through? But you always do. And so will George. He's your son. Now, get up and get dressed. You don't want to sound half asleep when he does call. Besides, you've got Kira to think about too. She can't come home from school seeing her mother still not dressed.
Oh, I hate it when you're right. Oh, it's Will.
Why aren't you going to answer it?
I told everyone to just message me. I need to leave the line free for George.
Still a bit quiet for a Friday lunchtime, isn't it?
Well, it'll pick up, love.
Catty McCatface. Frank Bruno. What's a boxer got to do with your little kitten?
Oh, maybe it's ironic.
Sounds like a drunken entry, if you ask me.
Sherlock. Well, that's nice. Oh,
Dr. Watson.
Yeah, I suppose it is a little tired. Huh. Mercury? What are these people drinking?
It's the smallest planet in our solar system.
Oh, I see. So quite fitting, then. What's this one? Cheroo?
Oh, that's the one that boy suggested. I put it in the box for him.
He wanted the kitten as a prize for naming her.
Bit of a negotiator, you know.
What boy?
What was his name?
Khalil.
Yeah.
I like the sound of Cheroo. Sweet. It means lion or cute lion or something.
Well, surely she'd be a lioness.
You got a point, I suppose. The winner's supposed to be chosen later today, and we ain't even looked at the entries online yet.
Well, I hope they're better than this lot. And if not, we can't choose a winner today. We must hang on until we have some decent entries.
How long do you expect that poor creature to go without a name?
Well, she's made it this far, and it doesn't seem to bother her.
Quite. We are talking about the pub mascot, Jolene. The name you choose will be remembered for more than a decade to come. We need to give it at least another week and encourage people to really put some thought into it.
Thanks, Mum, for making me get up and have something to eat.
Oh, Kid Cyril isn't going to give you much strength, but it's better than nothing, I suppose.
The prison looks even worse than I expected.
Oh, there's no point looking it up online. You can't tell anything from a picture of the outside anyway.
It's depressing. And whoever took them photos was trying to show it off on a good day. I couldn't sleep at all last night, wondering how he's doing, whether he ate, whether he has to share a cell. What if he's in there with some psychopath?
Oh, Emma, will you stop? There is no benefit at all in imagining the worst. I know this is hard, but as soon as he calls, George will tell you the actual answers to all your questions. And then you can worry about real things. For now, you need to wake up every morning and keep putting one foot in front of the other. Do everything you'd normally do. Believe me, when George calls, all he'll want is a little bit of that normal. And he'll hear it in your voice if it's not there. What now?
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, eat your cereal.
I mean it.
I promised him, didn't I? That I'd look after you.
You're my mum. That's your job.
It is.
And you're right. He's stronger than I give him credit for. We will get him through it.
Right then, are you ready?
Yep.
Poised with bated breath.
Fluffy.
Very imaginative.
Tickle.
What's wrong with Tickle?
Is it me, or does it sound a little rude?
It's you.
Nosy.
No.
Nancy.
No.
Reginald?
She's a girl.
Yeah, someone didn't get the memo.
Moggy.
Next.
Oh, wait a minute. What's this?
What's rude about Tickle?
Oh. I honestly couldn't say, except whenever I hear it, it sounds...
Tickle.
Hey, you two.
What?
Look, please tell me you've landed on a good one.
Not exactly. There's a message here from some man, but he ain't interested in naming the kitten.
No?
No. Says he's interested in the old Shire's ashtray in the photo for the competition.
Interested? What?
Well, he might be one of those collectors.
He must be. He's left his contact details and says he's very interested in the item, and any more if we have them. So what do you reckon? Should we reply to him?
Oh, sure. What have we got to lose?
Hello?
Mum.
George. Oh, thank heavens it's you. I've been waiting for a call since yesterday. What took you so long, love?
Nothing. It takes a while to get here and then get your stuff and get to your cell. Then two of the phones are out of order. People are saying it takes ages for things to get fixed.
Well, you're calling now, so that's good. You are on that wing for 21 and under, aren't you?
Yeah.
And have you eaten? They feed you?
Yeah, Mum, don't worry.
What was it like?
It's just grub, Mum, leave it.
Sorry.
Don't be. Oh, yeah.
George?
Yeah, I'm here. So, sorry, what was I saying?
Just, tell me anything. What's it like? Are you sharing a cell?
It's, Mum, if I get cut off, just say hi to everyone for me, okay? Especially Kira and Poppy.
Yeah, I will, but hey, why are you going to get cut off?
Just in case.
Love, is everything all right? Are you managing?
Yeah.
George.
It got a bit tough, because something must have kicked off somewhere on the wing and they had us locked down for hours.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is there anything you need? Anything you want?
No. Dad put some money in my account. Tell him thanks, okay, Mum?
Of course I will. He's been messaging all day to see when you'd call. And Ed, and well, everyone.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Mum, I wanted to... I have to...
George! George!